colleagues, we have a four-fifths agenda item. If you could read the four-fifths item, 570-1.
570-1, authorize city attorney to appear as amicus curiae on an amicus brief to be filed in support of the National Fair Housing Alliance in the case of National Fair Housing Alliance et al. V. Carson, seeking a preliminary injunction requiring the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development to immediately rescind its order suspending the requirements of the affirmatively furthering fair housing rule.
Very good. Shannon, are you kicking us off today?
Sure.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, and thank you for considering this item on an emergency basis on four-fifths. As was indicated in the title, this would be for the city to join in an amicus brief to ensure an injunction against the rescission of a very important fair housing rule. As you know, last month we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act, but it was not until 2015 that an actual rule to make sure that we were meeting the requirements of the Affirmative Fair Housing Act was put into place under the Obama administration, requiring that local governments not just evaluate the needs in their community in regards to fair housing, but actually submit detailed and concrete plans. The Trump administration has proposed with Secretary Carson to repeal that rule, and a number of jurisdictions across the nation are seeking an injunction, as we mentioned, to keep that rule in place. With that, I would turn it over to our city attorney who's worked and is working on this, Lisa Gramp.
Hi, Lisa Gramp, Deputy City Attorney. So the rule would be suspended, just as a point of clarification. In January, Ben Carson suspended the rule, and we would be signing on to an amicus brief that has been drafted by the state of Maryland and along with other state and local jurisdictions in support of the Fair Housing Alliance's suit against HUD and Ben Carson. Well, Ben Carson in his capacity as HUD secretary.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions on this particular item? Any public testimony on this item? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Thank you for bringing this forward. Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Very pleased that we're signing on to this. It's unfortunate how much of our time and resources we have to devote to protecting our community members from our own federal government. But this is apparently the reality we live in now. So thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
I'm starting to lose count of the number of times we're having to sue the federal government, and that's so discouraging. But thank you for not being discouraged. Thank you for being lawyers and the interim housing director, Shannon Callahan. Thank you for your work standing up for people who can't stand up and don't have a voice. And that's what the city is required to do in this situation, is to be the voice of those who are discriminated against by this ruling. Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Glad to vote aye. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. Last item, colleagues, was pulled from the consent agenda, item 547.